Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, December 17, 2019. The time is 7:03. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in November 29, 2018, issued in the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci is absent, excused. Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Rogers and Commissioner Tucci, they are both absent, excused this evening.
Okay. Commissioner Petracco, what do you have on the agenda?
I have a report and all that. And I think I just have two resolutions. This is for authorizing our submission of our strategic plan for the Municipal Alliance, and I have a budget transfer. And that's all I have.
Commissioner Evans?
I have a report tonight for the month of November for the Code Enforcement Department. And then I also have six resolutions. One is just reestablishing the petty cash fund for the effective January 2020, reappointing Eleni as the Public Agency Compliance Officer, PACO, for 2020, so she was in 19. And then the contract renewals for Anglicino, one's for the Special Counsel for the ongoing work at Hoffman Roche, and the other is just the a little bit, it's $15,000, it's for the cleanup related to COA, because we have to establish the rehab ordinance and going through that paperwork. So I have a little bit of that. I have a refund for the filming that was being done in town, the performance fund, of $5,000, and a change order for Anglicino for $8,500. I also, Mayor, if you want to read Commissioner Rogers and Commissioner Tucci, Mr. Short.
Thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate that. All right. I have two proclamations on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, one to Unico for their 60 years of community service, and one to the Augustino family and Rocky in particular for Rocky's store on the corner of Passaic Avenue and Wharton. And we'll split those up accordingly. I also have a Public Works Progress Reports, and Commissioner Tucci has Parks and Public Property.
Shade Tree.
And she has a Shade Tree Report. I have two ordinances that were scheduled for public hearings. The first, 3431, is going to be tabled to December 31st. And the second one is is the salary ordinance for the Teamsters on behalf of Commissioner Tucci and myself. And I have a CDBG funding application and contract award to Cefeli for a DOT grant for Grand Avenue. And some a budget transfer of $12,000 and approve a VFW off-premise merchandise route. I think I hit everything, yes?
Topology?
Oh, yes. We have a presentation by Topology outside, which we'll do after the proclamations. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. We have minutes, regular meeting minutes for November 7th and November 18th. And executive session minutes for November 7th, November 18th, and December 3rd for approval tonight. And that's it. And also, they called from the freeholder. They want to come and have a meeting here on April 15th. They said they go from town to town and they schedule their meetings, but they want to have one here.
All by themselves, or did they want us here too?
They want you to come and see, to sit, of course, but there's nine of them, so they want to sit. They want to hold their meeting here. They record, they bring all their own stuff, and they said they do this all the time.
That sounds like a great idea.
What they do is they...
I won't be able to make that date.
16th.
From now, you're telling me?
Yeah, I'm going to be busy.
That's tax day.
You too. Excuse me?
Tax day.
You're going to carry your tax return. Yeah.
And I'll send out reminders.
Yeah,
again.
What they usually do is, you know, the governing body welcomes them here. They say some flowery things. And then they proceed with their meeting.
Can we do a video?
Yeah.
Only
no, FaceTime. No, that's so we're good. There's no meeting for that.
Conference FaceTime.
Right. I can tell you from experience, you probably don't want to sit. Their
riveting.
Meeting's gone a little long.
Yeah. They're riveting.
Yeah, yeah, riveting is right. Anything else you have, Madam Clerk?
Thank you for that.
I'm going to send that to Sam, put it on your schedule.
I'll make sure.
Commissioner, did you want to talk about this letter or no?
Just, yes, thank you. I remember. In your packet, you have a draft letter. It needs to be finalized, but it's beginning of the revaluation process where there will be an initial letter to property owners letting them know that the inspection process, house inspection, property inspection process will begin, and it will be posted on the website. When they're going to be in a specific area, they will issue a postcard reminding people that they're coming. It's all electronic, so there's no sketching or things like that. They take photos and all that for the record, because it's the technology in use today, so it goes faster. And then the only thing they also are very clear that they need to see proper identification before they let anyone in the house. All of the field inspectors will be issued identification from the police department. So unless they have that, they're not allowed in. But anyway, it's a nice letter. It just gives them a lot of information about the process is beginning. It's only the beginning of the process. Any thinking around what the actual valuation will be at the earliest would be at the end of August. And then they will be scheduling meetings with people who want to review their valuation in the September timeframe, because all of this goes into what they call the October book, because the tax base for 2021 is set in October by statute, October 20, so it's a year behind. So they're getting that all done, and then any changes in tax values will be effective for 2021. So it's just the process is beginning. I just wanted you guys all to see the letter so you're aware of it.
So when will it actually start? Like when is there? When will they be in the field? Do you think?
I think probably after the first of the year.
Just January?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. They actually want to start now, but it's the holidays. So if they can, without being too disruptive, fine. But I told them they have to be considerate of that. But it's going to probably take them, you know, 3-4 months to actually do the initial inspections and then the follow-ups. And then the evaluation, determination, land value improvements, all this stuff they have to go through. So it's a long process. So just wanted you to be aware. It started.
Thank you for good news.
Yeah. And by the way, we're... Just so it's clear, this is under order from the Essex County Tax Board of Taxation, State Board of Taxation, pushing to do these revaluations. And they want to do them more frequently to keep the valuations close. Okay? So it's going to be a growing trend.
Counselor.
I need a brief executive on personnel and negotiations with
and maybe contract negotiations.
And maybe contract.
Have a motion to go into executive.
Motion to go into executive.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and that therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley to move into closed executive session to discuss personnel, contract, and contract negotiations?
Yes.
Alan, just those two? Personnel and contract negotiations?
And, yes.
Okay. Be it further resolved that the time when such discussions may be disclosed to be public shall be when and such... As such, disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Time is 7:13.
So first is quick. I know you want